KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 2 degrees above zero. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with flurries possible late this afternoon or beginning early this evening, a high around 20. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening heard from local developer Don Sontag with regard to the potential for the old YMCA building near 14th and Olive to be used as a technical trades facility. If the board chooses to accept the building later as a gift from the current owners, the district would have to pick up the cost of repairing and remodeling the structure to accommodate large machinery used in manufacturing and other industries. Sontag said of the 21 companies in this area he's contacted about a potential trades program, nearly all were in support of the idea.
Several of these companies have said that they are willing to furnish equipment, like machines from their factory, or a truck or something that needs some mechanical work or welding, that they would be willing to furnish things to a spot where different people could be trained. In this little process of going around, I've had four individuals offer to put in $10,000 towards this program. They want their money used in the trades part. They prefer not to be used to build buildings or do any of those kinds of things, but they are willing to put in money to sustain a program, the teachers and that that's necessary to make it work.
And Asantek said employers are experiencing a large shortage of qualified laborers in the technical and trades industries, and it's his goal to see a trade program going in Atlantic to help bridge the gap, something that hasn't been done, he says, in years. Once the program is up and running, he said other school districts could be invited to participate.
My goal is to get a program started, then invite Harlan, Oakland, Criswell, all of those schools to come in here to do a program. And in the meantime, and it's a little bit of a selfish thing, but in the meantime, we expose all of those young people to our employers here in the area. So maybe that could help this employee pool of workers.
Well, areas of potential training include electrical, HVAC, factory machine operation, welding, mechanics, carpentry, truck training and operation, blueprint instruction, and mechanical. Sontag said also that he wanted to dispel some rumors about his and businessman Bob Camlin's reasons for wanting the school to have the old YMCA building.
Neither Bob Camlin or myself has any interest, ownership, or any connection to the old YMCAs. As a matter of fact, we would not receive any commission or anything else for helping them do it. I have met with them multiple times because they are looking at all different options and even a demolition of the place if possible.
It's been estimated the cost to repair, renovate, and remodel the building will be around $500,000. It needs a new roof, a recommended geothermal system to replace the old and inadequate HVAC system, and mold removal, on top of a large door cut into the south wall to allow for the addition of equipment and machines. Sontag said the bottom line is that the right instructors and right program have to be in place to make a technical trades program work. He was asked by board member Dr. Keith Swanson why such a program shouldn't be left up to the community colleges. Sontag said when the community colleges were set up, Atlantic and this area were pretty much on the back burner by our community college, meaning Iowa Western Community College.
I know that won't be good news when it gets back to Council Bluffs. But for 25 years, I did help with a program where we trained carpenters in the trades. And then the last year, which is about 3 years ago, Council Bluffs, their guy doing the trades program over there was injured, and they come over and took our guy and put him back to Council Bluffs, and we haven't had a program since.
He said Molly, for instance, is sending its employees to Clarinda for training, and that we've got to do a better job than the other guy, or are we going to find ourselves going downhill? Swanson said it was the expense of the trades and technical program that caused them to evaporate from the scene in the first place, and they are expensive to run. During a closed session last night, the board decided to look at all the options available to them for expanding career tech programs and to begin looking at all facilities to meet the growing needs of the program. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, U.S. Attorney Kevin Vandershell has announced that on Tuesday, 23-year-old Jonathan Featherstone, a resident of Council Bluffs, was sentenced by Chief U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie to nearly 3 years in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Featherstone entered a guilty plea on July 14th to the charge of felon in possession of a firearm as a result of his possession of a Walther P-38 9mm pistol. Featherstone was contacted on February 17th of this year by Council Bluffs police officers following a traffic stop where it was discovered he had a loaded 9mm pistol in his backpack. Featherstone had been convicted of a prior felony offense in July of 2015. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs PD and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. An Ohio man is on trial for fatally shooting an 18-year-old woman in western Iowa. Prosecutors charged 27-year-old Mark Troutman of Sylvania, Ohio, with first-degree murder in the slaying of Catherine Weber. She was found bleeding outside her Glenwood workplace on September 17th and soon died at the scene. Troutman was arrested at a Glenwood motel that night. Authorities describe Troutman as Weber's former boyfriend. The Daily Nonpareil reports defense attorney Eric Nelson said Tuesday that Troutman intended to commit suicide in front of Weber, but hadn't planned to harm her. Prosecutors say they believe Troutman planned to shoot Weber because he was distraught over the breakup. A Minnesota man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for shooting at Iowa sheriff's deputies during a standoff. 46-year-old James Champion of Mankato, Minnesota, was sentenced last week in Crawford County District Court. Champion pleaded guilty in November to a count of assault on a peace officer with intent to inflict serious injury. In exchange for his plea, more serious charges were dropped. Crawford County sheriff's deputies say Champion pointed a rifle at them and threatened to shoot after authorities went to check on him on March 9th. Champion later opened a door and fired the rifle once. Lieutenant Corey Utek returned fire, hitting Champion twice in the torso. Champion has since recovered from his injuries. An investigation found Utek's actions were justified. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Wednesday evening of 28-year-old Cody Davis Sparks of Villisca. Sparks was taken into custody for driving while revoked. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Avoca man had been arrested Tuesday night. 38-year-old Duke Lou Bruce Patterson was arrested at his residence for contempt of court, violating a no-contact order associated with the previous incident. Patterson was booked into the Pott County Jail and held on a $1,500 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday heard an annual report and request for funding from West Central Community Action, which serves 10 area counties, including Cass. WCCA Executive Director Joel Dirks from Harlan requested the same amount of funding as last year, that being $4,000. The funds are used to provide local match support required by some federal programs, money for programs that provide financial assistance for their clients, and assisting in the support of WCCA's efforts to maintain safe and affordable office space for their local outreach centers. It does not pay for program delivery or administrative costs. Dirks said in his report that West Central provided a little more than $1.6 million in services to Cass County last year.
We worked with 520 households, which represented 1,121 individuals last year. You know, about 60% of the folks we worked with were either single parent female head of households or single person households. And I think that has a lot to do with our programs with Head Start and, the WIC program, and then our energy program. We work with a lot of folks that are retired and widowed.
He said 58% of their clients have a household income below 100% of the poverty guideline or higher, that being $24,300 for a family of four.
We're seeing a lot more folks reporting no income. So we've been kind of looking at that to see, you know, how people are getting by, if they're living with family members or friends or, but I noticed in Cass County the no income is 2%. That's one of the lower percentages that we've seen as I've gone around to the counties.
Single family households comprise 47% of the families that apply for services in Cass County. 23% are two-person households, while those with three or more family members are under 12%. Dirk said 68% of their clients receive food assistance, 62% of their clients rent their home, while 37% either own or are in the process of buying their homes. WCCA provided more than $1.3 million in direct client program services in Cass County last year. Among the services they provide is Head Start programs in Anita and Near Atlantic, Child Care Resource and Referral, Family Development, Home Weatherization, LIHEAP, that's Energy Assistance, and the WIC program.
We worked with 338 participants and provided just a little bit shy of 235,000 in WIC food vouchers in the area. And this year, the WIC program did switch over to the EBT card, So it's kind of a, you know, it's similar to the food assistance program. So it's kind of like a, you know, a debit card that they use when they go into the store.
The supervisors took his request for funding under advisement as part of the budget process that's expected to begin next month. That is a check of our news here on KJN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.